KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Every part of Colorado is now experiencing some form of drought, according to the latest release from the U.S. Drought Monitor. It's the first time since 2013 that no region of the state is drought-free. Much of southern Colorado and the eastern plains is experiencing severe conditions. A seasonal forecast from the National Weather Service shows hot and dry conditions are likely to persist through at least October for the entire state. Starting Tuesday, census takers will go door-to-door in Montezuma County to collect responses from those who have not already self-responded. KSJD's Austin Cope has more.
Only about 60% of households in the county have responded to census mailings that were delivered in March. That's according to Montezuma County GIS Specialist Rachel Medina, who is also on a committee that coordinates local census activities. She says the U.S. Census Bureau hires community members to go door-to-door to collect demographic data from people who have not yet replied to the mailings. Census data is in turn used for funding and districting at the national, state, and local level.
The money can help communities pay for, say, school lunches or transportation. It's support for firefighters. Anyone who's applying for grants, the grant applications require census data.
She says the highest number of responses are needed from the greater Mancos and Dolores areas and from the Ute Mountain Ute tribe. People who don't want an in-person visit from a census taker must respond by phone or online. Census operations will now finish at the end of September, 1 month earlier than initially planned. For KSJD, I'm Austin Cope.
This is KSJD News.